Okay, so I thought we'd go over from Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, for a few days as we get ready for Purim, to Hilchos Megillah B'Chanukah Perek Beis. So the Rambam says there, and again, we're not going to go too far, as we'll see from Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, Mitzvahs Yom Yedalah D'Nekvarim V'Yeros V'Yom Tetzvav D'Nekrachim Lios Yom Simcha Mishtam Mishloach Manos L'Reyim Matanos Avyonim U'Mutar B'Asiyas M'Lacha V'Aval P'Chein Ein Roy L'Asos Bom M'Lacha Amiru Chachamim Kolosem Malacha Biyom Purim Ein Oroa Siman Bracha LaOlam. So allow me to make a diak in the Rambam. Amiru Chachamim Kolosem Malacha Biyom Purim. Why don't you say Bipurim? Right. So what's this Biyom Purim Ein Oroa Siman Bracha LaOlam? So I think this subtle point of the Rambam is actually explaining the halacha. We know that the Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Hey tells us there's no formalist or malacha because Yom Tov Lo Kibbul Olayo. The Torah Tamimo explains. That's why we need the din of Matanos Levyonim, because he built into every single Yom Tov is Vishochul Manos Le Nachol No. So once the Yom Tov Lo Kibbul Olayo, right, initially the formulation was Yimei Simcho Mishta V'Yom Tov. Once they drop the Yom Tov, it's Yimei Mishta V'Simcho Mishloach Manos Ish L'Rei Eyu V'Matanos Levyonim. So in any event, the nature of the Isser Malacha Kavayachal, the Isser Malacha, on Yom Purim, Eino Roa Siman Bracha La'olam, is predicated on the idea that there's a character to the day. Kol Ha'osem Malacha B'Yom Purim, Eino Roa Siman Bracha La'olam, B'Yom Purim. That doing Malacha will detract, it will take a person away from what their focus ought to be. Their focus on that day of Yom Purim ought to be Mishta v'Simcha. It should be an immersive experience. And so therefore you have an individual who's unable to focus on that and they're involved in Malacha. So again, it's not, the problem isn't the Malacha per se. The problem isn't the sin of commission, it's a sin of omission. It's a sin of taking away from the Yom HaPurim Atzma. Okay, so that's number one. Point number two in the Rambam, B'nei Kvarim, Shekidmu, V'Kara, B'Shen, V'Chamish, V'Chokum, Ba'os, L'Avyonim, B'Yom, Kriyas, and Yatsu. They don't have to, but if they do it, it's acceptable. Aval, Simcha, Mishten, Osim, B'Shalom, B'Yom, Yedalad. Once again, the Rambam is saying is that Yom itself is a Yom, Mishten, V'Simcha. It's an inviolable Chalos. V'im, Higdimu, Lo Yatsu. So that's Purim, Shasa, B'Layla, Lo Yatsu, De'Chovasu. So again, the theme here in the Rambam is that the Yom Purim is a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. That's why Suudas Laila, you would say, you can't be makdim, the different elements of Simcha, the Suuda, the Shalach Manos, etc. So what about the Matanos Levyonim? So this is clearly based on the Gemara Megillah, the Avdalat Amidbeis, that Einayim Shel Aniyim Nesuos L'Mikra Megillah, that the Aniyim are moved by Mikra Megillah. Einayim Shel Aniyim Nesuos Le Mikra Megillah, that they're completely involved in Mikra Megillah, and when they hear the Megillah being read, some people explain because they hear the words Umatanos Levyonim, so they know that they stand to benefit on some level. Other interpretations are it's not so technical that I like to suggest. It's not just that they hear the words Umatanos Levyonim, but Einayim Shel Aniyim Nesuos Le Mikra Megillah, because people who are down and out on their luck, and they hear the Megillah being read, and they hear v'nafuchu, and that things turn around. Hachodesh asher napach lahem yagol nesimcha meiv leyom tov u'mishloach manos ish l'reyo matanos levyonim. So people have a sense that, you know, no matter how desperate my scenario is, no matter how much despair I'm filled with, the things can really turn around for me. That's the idea. Neshe einayim shel aniyim nesuos the mikra Megillah. It's reminiscent of the pasuk in Sefer Tehillim. In Mizmor Kuf Mem Hey, Einei Chol Eilecha Yisaberu, V'Atanosin L'Hamisachlam Bito. That all eyes are on you. So Einayim Shel Aniyim Nesuos L'Mikra Megillah. The Megillah gives people a sense of hope that things indeed can turn around. And so now we can combine the two halachos together. Einayim Shel Aniyim Nesuos L'Mikra Megillah. So Mikra Megillah has a special status because it gives people a sense, people especially who have Yish, people who are Aniyim, and give them a sense that things can really change. Okay, so, you know, couple Matanos Avyonim with Mikra Megillah, that's one thing. But in terms of the day itself, Yom Yedalid, Levnei Kfarim, V'Ayaros, and Yom Tesvav, Levnei Krachim, so those days per se, those days themselves, are days where there is, as the Rambam says, Yom Purim, it has to be a Yom Mishta V'Simcha, And again, you can't be makdim even to the night before. It's really a din in the yom itself, and that itself is a critically important point. I'll return to it, and that's why we saw in the beginning part of the halacha, where the Rambam was really emphasizing that a person who does malacha in a row is siman bracha la'olam, not because there's a kedusha sayom in an iser malacha, but that the iser malacha reflects the idea that the day itself has to have an immersive quality, and any malacha that distracts from it, just like Tisha B'Av, we say the same idea, that a person who does malacha on Tisha B'Av in a row is siman bracha la'olam, is specifically because of the reason that Tisha B'Av is equally supposed to be a fully, completely immersive experience. Everybody have a wonderful day. We'll continue on with our discussion of the Rambam, Amidei Yom Vayom, until Purim itself. Okay, be well.